me. Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, in the place to be for our Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. And we're talking about Dynamite May 8th, 2024. Tony Excalibur on commentary, no Taz, but we get Don Callis after our first match of the show, and Adam Copeland rolls up, and we're in Canada. And he tells us, and he tells the interviewer, like, hey, I talked to Tony Khan, and he did me a favor. He's going to make my TNT Championship match tonight with Brody King a no DQ. So you know it's going to be crazy, bloody, war, bloodbath, all that good stuff. So, and Adam's like, you want the rated R superstar? Huh? You want the rated R superstar? Well, you got him, buddy. You got him. First match of the night, Orange Cassidy versus Trent Beretta, and a very loosey-goosey set of rules here for this match because they went out into the crowd. They fought. They had a floor spot and everything like that. And the ref was like, please, get back in the ring. Please, I don't know what to do. And the commentary team was like, the ref understands how personal this is, so he's letting them get away with a lot of shenanigans. Yeah. But the best part about this is Don comes out, then he gets on commentary. Orange Cassidy gets the win with the roll-up. And the best part about this is Trent's like, oh, screw this. He beats the shit out of Orange. The fight continues between these two. It ain't over anytime soon. Chris Statlander had to come out. Don Callis had to get in between them. I don't even know why Don is there, but he had to get in between them. Like, hey, don't. You're going to kill him and stuff like that. But I will say this. In believability, I know it's professional wrestling here, so, but he got, Orange got a pile driver onto the steps. He got under the ring, you know, he had that big spot, and I was like, man, this kid's dead, right? No, he gets right back up, has a chair in hand. I'm like, you could have really sold this of, like, really beating down Orange Cassidy. But no, he got up, and Orange Cassidy walked on his own free will, had a chair in hand with Don Callis back. Chris Statlander comes up. And Trent was like, shut the fuck up. I was like, whoa. Trent's not having it. Chris is still yelling at him. And this is the way we start off the show. The Elite, they show up as well. They're about to park. And Tony Khan's spot. We had to see this. We had to see the takeover of the Elite. And they had to show us that how they're taking over. They parked at Tony Khan's spot. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot that goes on in this first hour. So bear with me here. Then next up, we have a Kenny package. What happened to him last week? Then we have a Jack Perry promo. He's just like, Kenny, you know, blah, I'm me, scapegoat. And then we have a Kenny Omega announcement, and he made this official for Double or Nothing May 26th. The Elite will be in an Anarchy in the Arena match, and there's going to be Team AEW. And he announces FTR, and the other two will be announced later on in the show. Hope you get well, Kenny. I can't wait till you come back. And he was in the ER setting, so we know it's serious. We know it's serious. Tony Schiavone with Serena Deeb. And I will say, oh, my God. Ha! This crowd did not give a fuck. Even with Serena talking about her medical past issues and, you know, everything like that with the seizures and everything like that. You know, it's just one of those things. I was like, that crowd is like, boo, move on. And I was like, I felt really bad for Serena. And you know what's funny is, like, I've been doing a deep dive back in, like, Punk's history, especially with WWE, and I totally forgot she was in Straight Edge Society. Totally forgot that. But best part comes out, Tony Storm walks up on her, and no fox goes, I thought I was going to meet my challenger and not a charity case. I was like, damn, Tony. This is why you're my champ. Oh, she takes out the money from her bra and just throws it at her. Serena. And Serena's like, I want you to give a shit. And Tony just straight up comes up and is like, I, every fiber of my being, don't give a shit. I was like, ah. That made me pop. I was like, ow! Get the burn ointment, man. Tony just shut down Serena hard on this. I mean, hard with a capital H. Hard. Oh, man. And Lexi backstage with Orange. He has the ice. And Rocky's like, hey, man, guess what? I talked to Tony. And he is in Jacksonville because we have to confirm that Tony's not there. He's in Jacksonville. This was mentioned a few times. He goes, if I beat Jay White tonight, me, you, and I forgot who else. Oh, he also said, we can get Trent. We can patch things up. And Orange is like, hell no. Did you just see what he did to me out there? Like, no. So, Rocky's like, if I beat Jay White, we get an opportunity at those Trios Championships or the Unified Trios Championships. And Orange was like, yeah, just go do your thing. Then, I was like, all right. Next match of the night, Mariah May versus Harley. Mariah May gets the win. I really want her to stop doing the Toni Storm gimmick. Like, it's just, it's heartbreaking because I really like Mariah May. But Saraya's out there, and they started, Harley and Saraya start attacking Mariah May. Then Mina shows up, and they tease a kiss, and they toast with champagne. And my daughter's like, they just let them get drunk on the show now? I was like, well, these two have a thing. So, Pac is backstage. He's angry. He's all stern. He's like, I'm angry. Here comes Bullet Club Gold. Guns up. And they tell him, hey, man, you lost to Okada. So just go be a loser somewhere else, basically. And as they're walking off, the Guns are like, you bastard. I don't know why that tickled my fancy, but man, it tickled it hard. Malakai Black promo. And just talking about Adam. We eventually need to have these two fight each other, right? Is that going to happen at Double or Nothing? Like, they've been, like, it's been a tease to a point to where I'm like, okay, just finally fight. But he has to go through each member of the House of Black first before he can get to Malakai. So, the Bucks backstage showing that they're running the show. You know, they're like, hey, look at us. We're at the monitors and everything, and we're running everything, and because we're the Books, and we can do what we want. And they're like, oh, Swerve's going to the ring, and here comes Swerve Strickland. And everything I've mentioned is almost at the hour mark when Swerve comes out. Yeah, that was everything at the almost hour, the hour mark. Swerve comes out. Christian comes out. I'm like, okay, you know, back and forth banter. Swerve is pissed. Christian is Christian, and he has his family. And they're about to go into the ring and beat up Swerve. And here comes the Mogul Embassy. And I was like, scratching my head. I was like, wait, aren't they a heel faction? Why is our champion going to be with them? I was like, I feel like Mogul Embassy would just turn on him at this point, right? Because they really haven't been together. Oh, okay. They do turn on Swerve. Put him through a table. The betrayal. And, you know, they're like, this has to be Christian Cage's work here. But we got a Kendrick Lamar reference. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to beat your ass worse than Kendrick did Drake in Canada. Oh, ah, ooh, ah, bars. With a capital B, bars. I just love the fact that Kendrick and Drake's beef is spreading all across sports entertainment, pro wrestling. It's mentioned everywhere. Seth Rogen, I guess, had a show. He's mentioning it. You know, it's just amazing that this beef is basically global at this point. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's using it as like a jumping point to say something or do something. So, but Swerve was betrayed by the Mogul Embassy. There was no Prince Nana there, and they put him through a table. So I was like, okay, all right, well. R.I.P. Swerve, because he got beat down twice last week and this week, and literally had a dread pulled out of his head. So we'll see what happens. This, like I said, this build is just, and this Double or Nothing, like, it has a cool card, but like Tony and Serena, I'm just like, I think Toni Storm deserves better, just in my opinion. Then we get the Bucks backstage. And like I said, we're only at this hour mark. Then we get the Bucks backstage. Christian comes, like, hey, good job, Christian.
good job. And I was like, oh, they're like, yeah, you know, that was a great idea to the Bucks and everything. And then we go back to Tony and Excalibur and Don at the table that's blasting. And then Tony Schiavone has to, like, do the narrative of, like, did you hear that? Did you hear that? They said that was a good job. So it was the Bucks. It was the Bucks that did this. And I'm like, man, we're only two matches deep into this show, and it's already over the hour mark. And I was like, all right, now we're going to go into the next match. No, we go into a backstage thing with Willow. Nightingale, because she has a match with Mercedes Moné. And I was like, okay, all right, well, we're building that. And she did a great promo saying she's going to beat her. You know, like, you have your red carpet. I have professional wrestling here because I'm Willow fucking Nightingale. And I was like, ah, go Willow. I love Willow. Now we go into our third match of the night, Rocky versus Jay White. Jay White gets the win, of course. Like, and they were started beating down the guns and, you know, started beating down Rocky. And here comes that bastard Pac. And here he comes, you know, mad, angry. And the best part about this is Bullet Club Gold just shook him off like he was nothing. I was like, oh my God. Like, no Foxy. They just like, rolled out of the ring. I was like, oh my God. I laughed so hard because that was the biggest, like, shake off ever, man. It was phenomenal. Joe promo. You know, Joe's going to come back. He's a fierce warrior, and he'll be back soon to start claiming his kingdom, reclaiming his kingdom. Jericho and Big Bill versus Squash Gang. Who do you think wins? Jericho and Bill promo afterwards. And then Tony Schiavone gets in the ring, and Jericho, I don't give a shit, man. And, like, Tony's like, Hook will be back next week. I'm like, cool. All right, now move on. And then Jericho's like, yeah, we'll have a party because I'm Chris Jericho. Now our main event, the TNT Championship. I was like, all right, let's end this on a good note then. No DQ. Adam Copeland versus Brody King. It is war. It is war. There's blood. There's chairs. There's tables. All sorts of shenanigans all over that ring. And Adam Copeland gets the win. But here comes Brody King. And he attacks Adam after the match because he ain't having it. No way, no how. But here comes Kyle for the save for Adam Copeland. And I will say, this is my match of the night, is Adam Copeland versus Brody King. I had a lot of fun with this match. I did. I was just like, damn, you know, I think this is Adam Copeland's best run so far. And that's kind of sad because the last WWE run was mild at best. But Adam Copeland gets the win. Kyle's out there. Then they're like, let's cut to Mercedes Moné. And, yeah, she is confirmed to make her in-ring debut at Double or Nothing. And I'm just like, damn. That's... what an investment, Tony. Khan. What an investment. Cuts a okay promo. I'm rooting for Willow in this, to be honest. You know, Mercedes like, you know, Willow took this away from me, blah, blah, blah. Very just very dry, you know, delivery and whatnot. I felt more passion from Willow Nightingale than I do Mercedes Moné. Then I'm like, all right, well, we're going to end it here, right? No, we got Lexi backstage with Adam Copeland and Kyle. Then they're going to, next week, you're going to fight for that TNT championship. No, at Collision, right? No, Collision. Yeah, Collision, they're going to fight for that TNT championship. Adam accepts Kyle, and Kyle's, and I like when Kyle's like, hey, you know, I want to shout at that. And I was like, oh, yeah, is that why you saved me? Is that why you saved me? Okay, that makes more sense. You're on. I was like, ooh, Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Copeland. Yes, please. And I was like, all right, we're going to end the show there, right? No! The Elite come out. And they're like, we asked for a little bit more time to go over. I was like, of course. Oh, my gosh. And I was like, okay, they're going to cut a promo. Then okay, here comes FTR. And FTR's like, hey, we got some guards with some big balls. I was like, don't steal the Miz's gimmick. He's got big balls. Who's got big balls? Miz got big balls. So don't steal his shit. Shenanigans, folks. And here comes Eddie Kingston, of course. Here comes Bryan Danielson. We haven't seen him since Dynasty to his loss with Will Ospreay. And the way we end the show is Team AEW versus the Elite go head-to-head because they're going to fight. And that's the way we end this all chaos because anarchy in the arena will happen at Double or Nothing May 26th. A packed weekend, if you want to know, because they got the King and Queen of the Ring tournament for WWE, and they have Battleground for NXT, and then they have Double or Nothing May 26th. Like, it's just a packed. And you want to talk about packed again? This Saturday is 3 hours of AEW. I've told everybody before, getting through 3 hours of Collision and ending it on a good note sometimes with Collision, then being like, you got one more hour. It's like, okay. And then a lot of it's throwaway matches. So I'm just like, dude, you could just make it a solid 3 hour Collision, get where you need to go and not have another thing stamped on it. But that's the way it is, right? Honestly, this show gets a 3 out of 5. My spicy parts is I like more of the segments than I did the matches. Adam Copeland, Brody King is the match of the night. But yeah, 3 out of 5. 3 out of 5 for this one. But that's it. That's all. Tell me what you thought of the show. Drop those comments below. Hit that like. Hit the subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandma. Share with the bum down at Walmart. And for a company that's really hell-bent about being like, we're all about pro wrestling. It's all about the pro wrestling. We're giving you pro wrestling. We're not giving you sports entertainment. We got 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 matches. 2 hours filled with a bunch of other stuff with sports entertainment. Just saying. So 3 out of 5. That's it. That's all. That is Dynamite May 8th, 2024. Tony, Don, Excalibur on commentary in Canada. That's it. That's it, y'all. Like and subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandma. Share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/newworldpodcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother. The robot.
Fucking beat your ass down like Kendrick Lamar did to Drake this past weekend.